We're visiting with Hartford head girls basketball coach Ryan Thomas on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, your basketball team setting 2-2 on the season with victories over Altoona Midway and Cherryville, lost to Neodesha and Bluestem in the Yates Center tournament. Looking at the first four games, how have you felt about the way that your girls have played?
Overall, I'm pretty pleased. Defensively, we're there. I mean, the effort's there for the most part. The execution's there. I mean, they're playing really, really hard, which is always good. The biggest thing out of, you know, not getting a couple, another win or so at that tournament is we just didn't execute offensively very well. And it wasn't so much what the other teams did, just what we weren't doing. You know, we didn't even run offense, so we made it pretty easy on them at times. There against Bluestem, we had a lot of open looks, like a lot of pretty good looks. We just didn't hit anything. That's just how it goes sometimes. And when we did start hitting something, it wasn't until the fourth quarter, and by then it was a little too late. That third place game against Neodesha, we shot ourselves in the foot because we stood around too much. And part of that might have been, you know, I'd only played six girls that tournament, so three games this early in 4 days. They got kind of tired, and some of them looked like that. But, yeah, we've got to be able to execute better offensively to give ourselves a shot. So, but as far as the effort's there, I mean, they're playing their butts off. So I've been pretty pleased overall, I guess.
We're visiting with Hartford head girls basketball coach Ryan Thomas on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, last night's game, you were scheduled to play Madison, but that game postponed due to COVID. So your next game will be tomorrow night when you go up against Lebo. This is going to be a good test for your girls. What's the big challenge you see facing your girls tomorrow night?
Well, I mean, Lebo's a really good team. It's going to be the best team we've seen so far these first five games. They've got a lot of speed. They're talented, very skilled. So the last couple games we played, we haven't done the best of either putting the ball in the hole or just executing an offense in general. So we gotta make them earn stops. We can't make it easy for them. We gotta be able to run an offense. See if we can get some good shots, and be able to work the ball to kind of take some extra possessions away from them. We can't stand still and have short possessions and give them extra possessions, because I mean they're pretty talented. They can shoot the ball well, they can put the ball on the floor and attack pretty well. So they've been putting up an awful lot of points their first five games. So we gotta try to take some possessions away by, controlling the game, maybe slowing it down.
As you look at your team, is there anything that's caught you by surprise or that you've been maybe more pleased with than other aspects?
They're kind of doing what I expected, I guess. Other than the fact that it's taken some time for these freshmen to get caught up and get our offense down. I knew we'd have the effort, and because we've got pretty good leadership from those seniors, so they're doing a good job of keeping those young kids and holding them accountable. I'm not really surprised by anything yet.
Coach Thomas, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck against Lebo. Have a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to visiting with you again after the first of the year.
Sounds good, Greg. Thanks.
That's Hartford head girls basketball coach Ryan Thomas on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the Hartford State Bank and by Hartford One Stop on Country 101.7 FM.